Hey, it's Curtis, Melissa and Connor, and welcome to the What's Happening podcast.
Why not catch up with what's happening over a barista bar from Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra.
Barista bar, coffee as it should be.
So welcome to season 3, episode 19 of the What's Happening podcast. It is the penultimate one.
It is. Morning team, afternoon, evening, wherever you are listening.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
I like to think people listen in the morning.
Yeah, like first thing, as soon as it's like available, yeah.
So my thought is, like, this becomes available at 3 o'clock on a Friday morning, so very early, and it's just in time for like your bus journey or your train journey or your commute to work.
Who's starting their commute to work at 3 a.m.?
No, it's just in case there's any problems.
Who's so that it's, listening to
it's,
this?
It's there. Starts their weekend listening to this. But you get the point. Like, it's there at 3 a.m. So you don't have to go looking for it. It's just, it should flash up. And then I remembered that nobody's like driving. Well, for like the longest time, nobody was driving to work or anything. Anyway, guys, how are you?
All good, man. How is everyone?
Good, doing good. Looking forward to today's episode because looking through the replies that we got on the Instagram story, I got my eyes open to quite a few things.
Yeah.
So this week we are doing I Was Today Years Old When. And it's about things that kind of, I suppose it's little facts that blow your mind. You just didn't know.
Yeah.
And you learnt something. So today's episode is going to be an educational episode.
It is indeed, yeah.
Which is great news. I'm on the quiz this week, so we'll get to that soon. It was hastily thrown together about 5 minutes before you guys walked into the room.
Love it.
And Connor's got Listener of the Week.
I do indeed.
Woo!
We've actually had quite a few new followers this week. So
Have we not had an application, like a solid application for Listener of the Week?
I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Is this the one you sent into the group chat every week?
So this week's Listener of the Week is Sandy Ho.
Sandy Ho.
So Sandy Ho says, please, 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 can I be Listener of the Week, month, season?
Wow.
Just think yous are lovely and so pretty, especially Curtis. Fangirling, haha. Seriously though, only discovered this podcast very recently and it's made being back in my 9 to 5 after a year out hell of a lot easier. 5 stars, stay safe, kiss.
Thank
Sandy
you,
Ho.
Sandy.
Thank Look, you
guys,
so much.
Gotta tell you.
You've got an admirer.
I've been working out, you know. Been hitting the gym, you know, and it's paying off. It's working. It's clearly working. So thank you very much.
It's Ashley.
It's about time. It's about time. I think Ashley would, she literally would not care.
She'd be like,
yeah,
could you please take him?
Yeah, please get him out of my sight. Right, what has been happening this week? Who wants to go first? Do you know what? I'll go first because I haven't had a very exciting week. I have had a very exciting week.
What have you done?
My beer pump came.
Mate, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I ordered a beer tap and it's class. I don't know what else to say. There's not really much else you need to say about it. It's class. I wanted one for my 30th birthday and they've been sold out since Christmas.
Yeah.
And Ashley was just like, you need to keep looking. And I never did. And then just, I think it was like last Monday, they were for sale and she texted me, she's like, you need to go get one now. So I did. So I ordered it last Monday and it arrived on Friday. And
have you been having pints every
night?
Yeah,
not pints, just little glasses of beer.
Okay.
So like
little glasses.
Yeah. Like we half pints.
Little
you know?
Tumblers of beer.
Yeah, we glasses
of beer.
Shots of beer. So I've been doing that. The other thing that I've had to do is the whole moving house thing. We have a garden on. I'm having to do very adult things. Like this morning I had to buy grass. Mm. And
oh really?
Yeah.
Is grass expensive?
Yeah, I think it is.
So, like, I had to buy, like, rolls of turf.
Uh-huh.
This is very middle-aged.
Like,
I had to buy rolls of turf.
So it's real grass?
It's real grass.
Okay.
So basically, our garden, whenever we moved into the house, was a mess. It was, like, all weeds and stuff like that. So we've had to, like, dig over the garden.
Yeah.
And now it's just, like, muck.
Okay.
There's no grass or anything. It's just muck. So the best way to do it, apparently, is to get, like, rolls of turf.
Uh-huh.
Like you would get at a football pitch.
And just lay them down.
Just lay them down. So for 20 square metres, it's, like, 145 quid. I don't know if that's good or bad.
How big's 20 square metres?
It would maybe be the size of this
room. Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it would maybe be the size of this. I don't know if that's good or bad, though. I don't know if I've been ripped off or if I've...
Doesn't seem
on the
too
winner.
Bad, yeah.
I mean, it's affordable.
Mm.
But see, what I'm trying to do is... I've been Googling videos of how to do it, like a football pitch, to get the lines. So I think you need to like lay one way and then lay the other way again and then like go up and down. But Ashley won't let me do it.
Why?
She doesn't want the garden being a football pitch.
No, man.
Which makes sense, to be fair.
That's fair
enough.
I would have had like a wee putting green and everything in the corner.
It's 20 square metres, Connor.
Load of room.
Actually, yeah.
Load of room.
That, and I'm not into golf. Anyway, that has been my week, so nothing too exciting to go through there. You will have to come over for pints at some point, though.
Yes,
because,
definitely. Mate.
Because literally everybody that's come to my house, like, Ashley doesn't drink beer, so I'm like, you want wee beers? Like,
no.
Or
that
mom.
Would be me.
I will be there.
Some of her family were around last week. Anybody want a beer? No, thanks.
No.
Somebody just have a beer with me.
You just want to pull a pint.
I just want to pull somebody a pint instead of myself for a change. But listen, the
get
offer's
out
open.
Of my pub. You can say that now.
Yeah, my pub.
I mean, both of those were horrendous.
Horrendous, yeah.
For us.
Anyway, Connor.
Do you know what? I've been waiting. This is very topical, so we may want to take this out, but I've been waiting all week to say this.
Oh.
I've been busy, but not as busy as Matt Hancock.
Oh.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was brilliant. Did you see on Friday on Good Morning Britain, Kate Garraway got a text like in
yes.
the middle of. And Ben Shepherd was like, is that Matt Hancock?
Yeah.
Class.
Do you know what? See, when I was younger and I did something stupid, and I used to, maybe you're listening to this and you think the same, and you're thinking, oh, everyone's going to like be speaking about it, everyone's going to talk about it. I think there's an old saying, today's newspaper is tomorrow's chippy paper. It takes like a day or two, and then no one cares. Like,
yeah.
Who's really speaking about Matt Hancock now?
Well, no,
I mean,
no, kind of.
I think he's a disgrace.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
glad
absolutely.
He resigned.
100%. Yeah. Had he not have resigned, it would have been a massive issue.
Yeah, but the fact that he refused to resign initially, like, it's not about, I mean, the affair is the problem, yes, but it's about what he took away from everybody else and mm-hmm. insisted everybody else didn't do.
Yeah.
All the while, he was getting up to no good. Like, and it just feels like every single person,
yeah.
I'm not going to get political right now because we
sounds
could go
like
into a whole other conversation. But like, they just make rules and lock everybody else down but do their own thing.
Yeah.
This has happened twice, three times
yeah.
now.
Yeah, have you seen the government? They're like, they're not focusing on Matt Hancock having an affair. They're like, how is there cameras in the...
Are you, are you joking? Are you,
like,
how did
how
you get caught?
How was he videoed?
Yeah. No!
And did you see the video that he posted on Twitter? It looked like he was doing the ice bucket challenge.
I know. It was just like... There's some things, it's like, just stop, mate.
Yeah.
Just stop. Just like, post your thing saying that you are sorry, you're
yeah.
resigning and stuff like that. But the video just didn't
so insincere.
It's kind of like, you know, well, he's always been insincere.
Yeah.
So the vaccine thing, whenever the very first vaccine dose was administered and he went on Good Morning Britain and he pretended to cry.
I know, yeah.
Don't do that. Like, just be happy. It's a great news, but don't pretend to cry, like, because people can see right through that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we could go on and on into
yeah.
this. We'll not bother.
So one thing happened to me over the last week that kind of threw me off. I made the leap and decided to move the apps on my phone around
oh.
into folders, and it just,
oh,
it literally ruined my day.
I get that.
Like, trying to find stuff.
You're old.
Yeah.
I know. So I did it when I took the car to get service, and I was sitting there for 3 hours waiting on it.
Wow.
So you have to wait there for 3 hours?
Well, I could have went, but...
Do they not give you like a courtesy car to go away in for a bit? No.
No. So I brought my laptop and stuff down and did a bit of work, and then I was like, do you know what? I'm going to move the bits on my phone into like
yeah.
travel folders, fitness, entertainment, and it was just a disaster all day trying to find everything. On Saturday, we went for lunch, went to Wolves in Dundonald, which is
nice.
Kind of like a standard for us, like it's
yeah.
just our go-to really. Sunday, we went on a cycle in Belfast with our friends here, or a couple as well, Paul and Rachel, with the Belfast bikes, the Coca-Cola bikes.
I really want to do that. Is it good
for really
fun?
Good,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, so it was hard trying to find a bike because a lot of them needed serviced.
Yeah.
So you would get to like a rack and there would be, so there was four of us, there would be like two available and then one at the next
yeah.
one, and then you'd go find another one. But eventually we got the bike sorted, and then we went from... the markets, isn't it? Where
St. George's Market
yeah,
is.
St.
Yeah,
St. George's Market. And then we went past the waterfront and then over the bridge to Titanic Quarter.
Nice.
And
it
just took a little cycle around Titanic Quarter. Went to the Spar of all Spars.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
And is
how
it?
How good is it?
It's really good.
Don't
like,
you?
Really, really good. I got this milkshake. So it's just like a small tub of ice cream, basically. And you put it into this machine and it swirls it up.
Yeah.
And it was vanilla, and it was the best milkshake I've ever had.
That's
really?
Quite
wow, that's
a statement.
It was
that's
really
a statement.
Like better than McDonald's, and I like that's my kind of bracket.
Yeah.
So went there. I was expecting the coffee, Like, obviously, Barista are our sponsors. We love them. They're brilliant.
Don't but say anything bad here,
no,
Cara,
no,
because you've
not
a habit sometimes.
Not
of
at
just...
all. No, no, no.
Don't say you thought it was going to be longer. It is
I
so
did.
Long.
It's big, but I thought you were, like, the way you were speaking was like
it is
a whole side of the shop.
No, it is about the length of this room.
Yeah, it's very big.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Like all the other ones are about the length of one of those little panels.
Yeah, yeah, it's great.
It is a spa, not a Starbucks.
So it's like four times the size of a regular one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Did you guys know that Barista Bar have a cafe?
Do
no.
they?
By the way, have you seen that? I saw it online. I don't know where it is, but
no.
We should know. We'll find out.
So I got a coffee and a caramel square. Big ups Barista Bar. They were amazing. And
how did you carry the milkshake, the coffee, the caramel
Liv is with
square?
Me.
Okay. I was stressed for your hands there.
And then I got the Clipsu.
Yeah, it's the one I got. It's delicious. Don't
like,
flag it.
There's like 9,000 calories in it.
And it's mental. It's pure sugar. It's just pure sugar.
I was
it's also like a fiver.
Yeah, it's 350 or
yeah.
something, I think.
Sorry, I was exaggerated.
I was expecting like fizzy.
No.
But it just tastes like a melted ice lolly.
Yeah, it does,
yeah.
doesn't it?
So we did that. And then on Monday, did the food shop, watched the football last night, which, oh my God.
The football on Monday night. Right, so there was a lot happening over the weekend, and I feel like everybody in the UK should be satisfied because loads of people happy that Love Island was back, but also on Monday, two incredible football matches, and that should cover all bases, shouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Football was amazing last night.
So glad to see France out as well.
Oh, mate, I know.
Really? I thought they had a really good chance of winning.
France was my team that I had tipped to win.
Remember last week we were all like, I can't see past France.
I know. Although saying that, like, without getting into it too much, they should have won that game.
Yeah.
Switzerland were just too
100%.
Ballsy,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. And then I am in London in 2 weeks' time, so I booked that trip last night. And yeah, that has been my week. Melissa Riddell, take it away.
I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast before. Sorry, listen to how squeaky my chair is. I had a really bad week, like the worst week. I think, so I spent all day Monday thinking it was Tuesday, which sets you up for a bad week. Then on Tuesday, I slept in to record the podcast.
Yeah.
Then I was late for my dentist appointment. Then I don't remember what happened on Wednesday, but I think I may have lost my whole entire fingernail, and I can't explain why that is and used to be a form of torture because, oh my days.
Can I see it?
Yeah, it's healing really well.
Oh yeah, it looks fine.
It looks fine.
Well, it just looks like your finger, you've like cut it, like filed it down a little.
How far?
Well,
to
yeah,
the bottom?
Well, yeah, a wee bit like, but.
I sent everyone a picture when it happened. It was horrendous. It was actually horrendous. So then I cried myself to sleep because it was so sore. Because I didn't cry when it happened. I tried to be so brave. But apparently when you go to bed, things get even more painful. Did you know that?
Probably because you're thinking about it, yeah.
Or because you're lying down.
Yeah.
It makes sense, to be fair.
Well, I cried.
Oh.
And then it was sore the whole next day. What else happened?
Do you want the tumbleweed? We've got it here if you want it. Oh, there's the tumbleweed bit. So I didn't play it long enough last time. Here, I think I might have lied. I don't think Barista Bar do have a cafe. I could have swore I saw it somewhere, but they don't.
Then, to be honest, I felt sorry for myself the whole next day because I couldn't do anything because my finger was so sore. But then the weekend came around and it was my friend's birthday and she had a birthday garden party, which was so cute and so nice just to like, I don't know, like just all be together outside. And I said to her, I was like, isn't it so funny that you've arranged a garden party outside when we're actually all allowed to be inside now, which is just so typical. But at the same time, the weather was gorgeous. So it was just really, really nice. And then on Sunday, my brother and his girlfriend finally came to see our apartment. So that was really nice. We spent the whole day tidying before they came because, to be honest, the apartment had been the messiest that it had been since we moved in. We kind of just let it get a state.
Scotland's pans again, is it?
Do you know what it was? My finger was so sore, I couldn't do anything. Like,
yeah, no, I get that.
I wanted to change the sheets and he came in and I was trying to change the bedding and I was like, can you just do this, please? Because I honestly can't. It was so sore. So I just kind of let the place get messy because my hand was good for nothing. But it's really healing very, very well now. One of the girls at the gym, she's a podiatrist. Is that what it's called? Like a foot doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's a specialist in nails. So she brought me, she gave them to Scott to give to me, these like wraps that are really good for healing, and it's healed so much, like I don't even have a plaster on it now. So that's good. But it will take 6 months to a year to grow back. So that's fantastic.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Yeah. So we didn't really have a good week. Sorry, the mood's low. can't be the fun thing going on all the time.
See, changing the bed sheets, is that not the most annoying job? See, like, of all the household chores, that is the one I hate the most.
How do you go about doing them?
I just do everything.
No, but I mean, like, how do you do it? So I would get the bed sheet and turn it inside out, and then shake it over the thing.
Too.
My mum used to, like, do it over the banister, and it was the most confusing.
No. So I, like, I kind of, like, turn it inside out and get the top two corners, and then
grab
stand
them
on the end of the bed.
Me too.
And stand up and go like that,
okay,
and, like, wave it about, extra, and then it falls
down.
Give
you extra height.
But it also keeps, like, the corners of the quilt up in the top corner, because then whenever you start shaking it about and stuff, sometimes they go all over the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I do it. There's people who, like, jump into it. PK was telling me something about
why?
It.
Like, actually, like, get into the sheet
and, like, jump.
You're just making it confusing for everybody,
I know,
and yourself, like, especially.
There's bound to be some sort of TikTok hack.
Yeah, I'm
we're
sure
doing it.
Yeah.
Turn it inside out. And
that's the TikTok hack.
That is 100% the quickest and easiest way to do it.
It's not a hack. That's just how you do it.
It is a hack because people don't know to turn the sheets inside out and then.
So what do other people do? Like
people,
leave it
like
in the right way and then
feed
climb
it in. Like just feed it in. Like maybe some people would do a pillow.
How
I
could
do
you do
pillow
that to yourself?
I know.
It's a dreadful idea.
But unless somebody tells you don't know.
If you have a better way of doing it, let us know. Pop over to that Instagram because that's the kind of stuff we do need to know. Should we do this week's quiz?
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar. Great tasting coffee on the go at Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra. Barista Bar, coffee as it should be. Let's do it.
Winner stays on.
Right, so like I said, I did this quiz about 5 minutes before you guys entered this room. And the reason for that is that I'm so used to winning now that I actually forgot I was on the quiz this week.
Someone's getting cocky.
Whoa.
So there was no real good quiz ideas online or anything like that. But I did stumble across a quiz that was aimed at P5 children. So we're going to do that.
Okay.
Basically, there's 5 questions. And whoever gets there quickest,
this is going to insult our intelligence. Like,
this is going to be the quickest quiz.
Why is
you
there only
ever
5 questions? It's a bit lazy.
Do you want me to get another 2?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'll think of 2 questions off the top of my head. Okay.
Okay.
Right, but we'll start with the 5 that I have first. You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does SpongeBob live in,
Melissa?
Hunter? I think Melissa got
a
there
pineapple
first.
Pineapple under the sea.
A pineapple under the sea gives Melissa 1. Well done.
Thank you.
I have to try and write the score because there's no page or anything here. So
I'll be honest, not a massive SpongeBob fan
nor
when I was growing up.
Really? No, I'm not mad into it.
No.
All right, you ready for question 2?
Yeah.
What language is spoken in Australia?
Melissa.
And Connor got there first. How are you thinking about this?
English.
English.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, is it?
What?
Yeah, English is spoken in Australia. I don't know if the native Australians do actually have like their own language. But
yeah, I didn't know if it was a trick question.
I don't want to get into the controversy of it.
Surely a P5 wouldn't know that.
No, I can't imagine. You never know, like.
Okay.
Anyway, right, question 3. How many sides does a pentagon have? Melissa.
5.
Well done. So it's 2-1 to Melissa. Right, you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
What is a baby kangaroo called?
I don't know this.
A Joey.
Melissa, well done. Technically, you have 1, but we can do more questions
if you
want.
No, you said there were 7.
Right, okay, we'll do 7. Right, okay. So, next one. What is the name of a group of fish swimming together?
A school?
Yes.
Yes,
well done. Okay, you've kept it alive.
I was
going to
say a seal.
Oh, really?
I knew it was like a something
seal
like that.
Right, okay. Right. Okay, question 5 then. You ready?
Yeah. Is it not question 7?
No,
sorry, this will be question 6 actually, because 5, so it's 3-2 to Melissa.
Okay.
So question 6, Helsinki is the capital city of which country?
Finland.
Oh, you're going, aren't you?
No.
You're not going to Finland?
No.
I thought you booked a holiday to Finland.
Oh, yes, no, it got cancelled.
Oh, that's a shame.
Liv ended up not wanting to go, but I've still got like £600 worth of ski stuff in the house.
Oh, here. I forgot to, in the bit where we were talking about what we got up to this week, I forgot to tell you that I booked my holiday for the summer. I've already told Melissa. Do you want to know where I'm going?
Where?
Really, really sunny. The weather's, whenever the weather's class, is the best place in the world you could be.
Enniskillen.
No, Bangor.
Oh, really?
Going to Bangor.
For your holiday?
I'm going to Bangor
like
for holiday.
Like you're staying in,
Bangor,
a hotel?
Yeah. No, not in a hotel. We've booked an Airbnb.
Okay.
It's not really his holiday.
No, so we're getting work done in the house and we'll have to get out of the house for a few days.
I was going to say.
But going to Bangor, like I literally moved from Bangor, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And I'm going back again. Right, let's see. Right, so this is the last question, okay?
Yeah.
Who does Woody belong
Melissa.
To in Toy Story?
Andy.
Okay, well done. Sorry about that, Connor.
Sorry, Connor.
Well done.
Well done, mate.
I told you to be a quick quiz, didn't I?
Yeah, well done.
Winner stays on. Right then, let's do this week's main part of the episode. We're talking about, what is it? I was today years old when I learned such and such.
Yeah, things that blew my mind this year. Yeah.
Well, have you got one before we get into the listener responses? Have you got one?
I do. See like a juice box? See the way there's like little triangles on the side of it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that they fold out so children can hold on to it so they don't squeeze the juice box?
Is that what
juice
that's for?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what that was for.
Yeah.
I just thought you were saying, did you know that they fold it out?
So well, no, I know that. I thought it was so you could like cut it like you would with, you know, like a carton of orange juice.
Mm.
So I thought it was so you could flat pack it.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it is, yeah.
Maybe it's all those things.
It probably is.
Yeah, I've got a couple of other ones here that I...
Let's hear them, yeah.
We are the last generation whose baby's photos are going to be taken...
On film?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Aren't going to be taken on phones.
That is crazy.
It's mad, isn't it?
Do you know what? I hate reading things like that because I remember reading a meme that was like, one day you went out and played with your mates for the last time and you didn't know.
Oh, no, it's so sad.
I was like,
why
so
would you post
sad.
That as a meme? Like, so who posts that as a meme?
I know. Isn't it so sad?
There's one here. If you replace the W in where, what, and when with a T, you answer the question.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I'm sure it did know that, but
yeah,
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, I think they learned it. They learned it. They taught it at school.
Yeah.
My chair is so squeaky. I'm so sorry.
Just find out when someone tells you break a leg in an audition, it is because they are hoping you end up in a cast.
I heard that on TikTok.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Crazy.
There's another one here, but it's not PG, so we'll not say.
Is there any way you can make it on PG?
I don't think it's that bad. I'll say
anyway,
it.
Anyway, you can make it PG.
PG.
Un-PG. R-rated. Finding out stripper poles spin instead of the strippers spinning on the poles.
Find that out
is
on TikTok.
The grown-up version of finding out that Santa isn't real.
I literally thought that they oiled up.
Yeah.
And squeaked around them.
And they spin around?
The poles do all the spinning.
It's mad.
Yeah, I found that out this year too. Not in real life, just on TikTok.
What about you, mate? Do you have any?
I was today years old when I realised breakfast is only called that because you are breaking the fast.
Tell me you didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Are you joking?
Really? Did not know that.
Yeah. No. I remember being taught that in primary school.
Why do you teach kids that?
Because you break the fast.
I remember thinking,
wow.
Yeah, but they just call it breakfast. Like, in fairness, I probably did get told it in school, but I just don't see any... I've never thought about it. I've thought about breakfast a lot.
Every time I have breakfast, I think I'm breaking my fast.
See the whole, like...
Nobody wakes up and goes, I have to go and break my fast.
I do. Just kidding.
See, when you were younger, were you ever told, like, oh, no, you can't eat after 8 o'clock because...
Eat after 8, put on the weight?
Yeah. That's a lie.
That's an absolute
like,
lie.
There's no way that's true. Yeah. How does your body, like, know...
I think it's a very old way of thinking when it comes to like weight loss and
stuff
like that.
There's loads of old ways of thinking now that apparently had absolutely no scientific like backing.
Yeah.
Like that exact thing.
Well, the thing that I like is, you know, Slims.
Uh-huh.
They're, I think, like, I don't know if it still is or not, but their motto like back in the day was not all calories were created equal. So like that's kind of the new way of thinking where it's not about how much you're eating, but it's about eating quality food as opposed to junk. So yeah. Right, well, we'll get into some listener ones. Will we see what we've got?
Yeah, Melissa posted, a baby horse isn't called a pony.
We
had that conversation, yeah. Is that why you posted that?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
That's when I learned it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
I knew a baby horse was called a foal, but I also didn't realise it wasn't called a pony.
Genuinely thought a pony was a baby horse, which is great. Like, now that I look at it and go, a pony is something completely different.
But I'm still confused. Like, I still think a foal is a pony. So stop it.
Do you want one here, right?
Yeah.
So do you know whenever someone, like, it's a more American thing, right? So if somebody asks you to go out or something like that there and you say no, they go, fuck, you're a square.
Uh-huh.
That's because you're not around.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
be
that.
There or be square. Why are you square? Because
you're not around.
I didn't know that, yeah.
That's mind-blowing.
I'm going to say you're a pentagon.
Why?
Because you're not around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll
you're
move
a
on
rectangle.
From that.
But...
Okay.
Ugh, you're a hexagon.
Well, when you think about it, a pentagon is round.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, it is.
I mean, mathematicians everywhere are braking in their cars, bringing them to a halt, and marching to the studio.
Right, okay.
Ashley says, banana in curry is a Jamaican delicacy, and it's delicious.
What?
Banana. My mom used to make
I've
curry.
Heard of that. Yeah, banana
with
curry.
Banana.
No, and she would just like stick everything into it, like broccoli, cauliflower.
Yeah, that's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, like vegetables, yeah. Vegetables, not a banana.
Like, well,
I think
I
the
know.
Thing with the curry is like you can make it, like, you know, I love hot food anyway, but you can make it so strong where you can't like taste the vegetables.
Mm.
It's like it's a good way to get kids to eat veg because you can't taste the thing. It just roasts your mouth.
Yeah. Anna said, you put body lotion on after the shower, not during.
Wow. Well, no, that makes sense, doesn't
Why
it?
Why would you put body lotion on during the shower?
And then wash it off?
Yeah.
I mean, Anna, why are you only realising this now? Now, saying that, I do have a special body lotion that you do put on while in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's just speeding up the whole process because it, you know, it, but I still don't think it works because I'm like, well, when I dry myself off, surely I'm rubbing all the body lotion off.
Yeah.
But it's designed to like sink into your skin while your skin's wet.
Yeah.
But Anna, regular body lotion is after the shower. I'm confused.
Yeah. Beth said, now, I've always thought, like, I didn't know if this was true. It was always like a myth. You can bring outside food into the cinema. Seen a girl bring in a Domino's.
Wow.
A full Domino's.
Yep.
Into the cinema.
Isn't or, that funny? It's a myth that you're not allowed.
Is it really?
Yes.
You're allowed to. So
you're allowed.
Really?
It's just frowned upon because they want you to buy their snacks, but it's not illegal. Although I'm pretty certain, like, a job's worth once told my friend, do you have snacks in your bag?
Like, yeah.
But they had no right to say that because it's not illegal.
Yeah, but it's not like. I can imagine people trying to be discreet and bring in like a bag of minstrels or maybe like a McDonald's kind of like carrier bag and like stick it into their purse or something like that. But carrying in a Domino's pizza box, like there's nothing discreet about that.
I've been in the cinema while people have been eating McDonald's in front of me.
Yeah. I'm going to do it. Yeah.
I've never done that. The other thing is, and we had this conversation before, is so they're talking about relaxing like the alcohol laws in Northern Ireland over Easter and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And in that conversation somewhere it said that means you'd be allowed to like have like drinks in cinemas.
Yeah, I seen that, yeah.
Did not know that was a thing. So apparently it's like commonplace in England. And you said down south in Dublin as well.
Yeah,
like,
there's a cinema in Dublin that does it as well.
You can have pints in the cinema.
Have a bar.
Is that, there like a limit? Well, I suppose there's only a certain amount of pints you can drink during a movie.
Well, I wouldn't want to be getting wrecked.
No.
Watching a movie.
Yeah.
It does. Well, I don't know. It depends on the movie, I suppose. But yeah, I didn't know that was a thing anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Like maybe I understand like a bottle of like, I don't know, West Coast Cooler or something like that. But I didn't know you could get full pints in the cinema.
Yeah. Speaking of like. Yeah, I was trying to think of a segue, but there isn't really.
just crash it, just go.
So, have you seen the like experiment and stuff that's happening in Ireland at the minute for 4-day workdays?
Yes.
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 Yeah, apparently it's going on for like 6 months and there's loads of companies taking part in it.
But they want to trial it up here as well, apparently.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't really work for me because I'm currently working 7 days a week anyway. So,
You work 4 days, but you still get paid the same.
Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah.
So
your pay would go up.
Shut up.
Yeah,
yeah, your pay would like effectively go up, but you wouldn't be earning anymore because you're doing a day less. We had this conversation again. We were talking about it on the weekend breakfast show. Which day would you take off? Would you
Monday.
Take the Friday,
Monday.
The Monday,
I
the
totally
Monday?
Agree.
Monday. Monday
said
was
the
kind
Friday,
of,
and I was like, absolutely.
Well, no,
not.
I said the Friday, and then I heard the arguments and swapped to the Monday.
Yeah,
because.
No question.
Because like there's just it, Monday's more appealing.
A Friday in work is like the
barely a work.
Yeah,
it's barely a work day.
It's a happy day. You're excited. Yeah. That's exactly what I
People
said.
People take their foot off the gas on a Friday.
People take their foot off
but
the
I
gas
feel
Thursday
like,
afternoon.
I feel like if you're working a 4 day week, you're getting paid the same. You're gonna have to keep the foot on the gas.
100%.
Like 9 to 5. Like actually do your work, get your work done. Because perhaps so if the money's not changing, then your target shouldn't be changing because you still need to achieve the same amount of work.
Yeah.
But you have one less day to do it. So no foot off the gas. Work hard. Play harder with your extra day off.
Can you imagine how good it would be for the economy? Like, everyone would be out on a Sunday night in the lash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers would make so much more money because there's people out.
Oh, like, you friends
cinemas.
With taxi drivers this week?
No.
You were giving off about them last week?
Big ups to taxi drivers.
What about like a day through the week? Like what about like a Wednesday? No, you wouldn't just like break the weekend.
Yeah, it splits things up. I think Monday.
No, I agree. Yeah, I think Monday's the way to go. Because I think I remember reading something that statistically Tuesday was the worst day of the week because when you get into work on a Monday, you've got all the weekend stuff to chat about with the people you're working with.
Yeah.
But then on Tuesday, you've used up that chat and you've still got Tuesday's 4 days to go.
Real low.
Yeah. So Tuesday is statistically the worst day of the week. So if
it just
Tuesday
becomes
Monday, your
Monday,
yeah.
You get it all the bad day over at once.
Let's do that. I'm game for that.
I mean, it's never going to happen in
absolutely not. No. Unfortunately, our job's a little bit different, but there we go.
Emmett said, it's not actually Zac Efron singing in High School Musical 1, apparently.
It isn't.
I didn't know that.
I've known that for a long
time. Did not know that.
I think they did teach him to sing for the second one. I think.
Zac Efron's a dude. I like Zac Efron.
Yeah. Olivia said, some people don't have an internal narrator in their heads.
So I saw this like...
What do you mean?
Like talking to themselves
talking
in their
to
head.
Themselves,
like,
yeah.
You can hear your own voice in your head, surely.
I hear voices.
I think so.
I think as long as you only hear your own voice, you're fine. But you know what I mean? Like, so you'd be like walking down the corridor and like there'd be thoughts going through your head, but you can hear them in your head. Do you know what I mean? Like,
okay, so I saw this on TikTok also. So I think what she's saying is some people actually hear their own voice, like exactly how I'm talking now, in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Other people just think it, but it's silent thoughts.
Really? Yeah, I think it.
I genuinely don't know which one I am. I don't think I think I'm also silent thoughts.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Really?
Like I can hear my voice saying things.
No,
like,
I don't. No. I don't think I can.
No.
Really?
I'm silent, yeah.
I think I'm silent thoughts. I'm genuinely just thinking. I'm not narrating.
So, for example, whenever I got here before you guys this morning, I drove into the car park and didn't see any of your cars. Like, in my head, I can hear, oh, they're not here yet. Like, you don't hear that?
No.
Really?
No. I'm silent thoughts, I think.
No, I would think that. I'd be like, oh, yeah, they're not here
But you
yet.
Can't hear it? Like, you can't?
No.
That's weird. Because I can hear it.
Like you can hear a voice?
Like not in my ears.
Yeah.
But, like, I think...
Are you sure you're not just thinking it, then?
I don't know. It sounds like it feels like I hear it.
No, because I'm thinking now and I can't hear it. I just know I'm thinking it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to do it now.
So surely so then everyone would be silent then?
Maybe. Like,
right, so what I'm going to do is next time I think of something without actually forcing myself to think something, now I'm going to message you and tell you whether I heard it or not.
Okay.
Because I feel confused.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure I'm a silent thinker.
Like when I say I hear it, I don't mean like I can hear it like in my ears, but like I'm pretty sure I can like hear it.
Like almost imagine yourself speaking it.
Yes, like and it's my voice. Like I can...
Yeah, no, I don't think I have that.
That's weird.
But loads
and
loads
and
loads
of people
do, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Here, have you watched the Jeremy Clarkson thing yet?
Not yet, no. The problem is, right, so Ashley wants to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And I can't commit to it at the minute because of football.
Yeah.
So she's watching other things she wants to watch while I watch football. And then we're going to watch it.
I learned so much from watching it.
Can I just say... Brilliant. Ashley has the patience of a saint because the amount of football and Formula One that Curtis watches at the weekend is blowing my mind.
I know.
And the only reason I know that is because Scott played his PlayStation for an hour and I was like, do you really have to? And he was like, Melissa, do you know every other boy in the country right now is watching football for hours and hours on end? I can't believe that.
Can't vouch.
I'm so lucky.
To be fair, like I haven't really, unless it's like a big match, I haven't been watching 5 o'clock kickoffs. I've been watching 8 o'clocks.
Yeah. I would tend to watch them more unless it's a team that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
So like when I say watch it, I don't mean like I sit on the sofa and just do nothing else but watch the football. It's on while I do other stuff, like around the house and whatnot. Same with the Formula One, because I'm sure you've noticed a Formula One now you've started watching it is that it can be quite boring.
Yeah.
You're looking at the start of the race, the middle when the pit stops start to come in, and then the end of the race too. But for 9 times out of 10, the majority of the race is just watching cars go around the track. So you do stuff while it's on, like, you know.
And hear me, what about Max on Sunday again?
Yep.
Is he going to go for
2 in a row? I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say so, but what do I know, do you know?
Leanne said... The NEW stands for Notable Events, Weather and Sport.
I did not know
Neither
that.
Neither did I.
So I remember reading that in a meme about 2 years ago and it blew my mind when I first read it.
I did not know that.
Yep.
So then how come We have That's Your News. Now here's your weather, here's your sport. News is weather and sport. I'm going to speak to our news readers. Seriously. Let's send it into the buyer group chat.
Yeah.
See, do we really want to ruffle those feathers?
Yeah.
Just drop bombs and then leave the group.
Just leave. Do you want to hear a weird one?
Yeah.
Your belly button is just your old mouth. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because that's how like you get fed when you're...
Yeah.
Do you have innies or outies?
I've got innies.
I've got an innie.
Outie.
Why are you saying plural? Innies. You've got one.
Connor and his four belly buttons.
I've got an innie.
So I've got an innie and Scott thinks it's absolutely terrifying. He can't understand. Like, I can put my finger straight into mine. But the thing is, I actually can't touch mine because it makes me feel physically sick. So when he really wants to know me, he sticks his finger in my belly button.
Oh, no.
And I literally heave. Like, it's like a... So maybe it is like actually... Maybe they are connected. It is your old mouth. So maybe it's like sticking your fingers down your throat. Like, I genuinely go...
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to vomit. He doesn't get that because he has an outie. He puts his finger in it. It's disgusting.
But the way innie and outie work is, it's the way the umbilical cord. It's the way it's cut, isn't it?
I have no idea. I think it's the way it falls off.
Umbilical cord?
Well
it's
done.
The way it falls off, I think.
Oh, really? It falls off? Does it?
Oh my god, have you ever seen it? It's the most vile thing ever.
No, I don't think I ever want to see it.
Well, if you ever have kids, if either of you ever have kids,
yeah.
It shrivels up, there's it like goes
little,
black.
Yeah, there's like a little... No. See the way you put like on a packet of crisps?
Not sure why you're still
like
talking.
A tag thing?
Yeah.
Like an urge seal? It's like that?
Yeah.
In it? Yeah.
So mine must have really fallen off inside.
There's when you watch, you might actually know that.
I think innies are prettier, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are. You might know this from like growing up on a farm, but from watching the Jeremy Clarkson thing. So he buys like a load of sheep.
Yes.
To like tidy up his fields because they eat a load of grass.
Uh-huh.
Instead of like mowing them himself, he like buys 80 sheep and then he like makes new sheep. From like getting in rams and stuff. See when new lamb...
Is that how he makes new sheep? Yeah. Is it, Connor? He makes
the
new sheep.
The circle of life.
He makes new sheep.
When he makes new sheep, he's just sitting cloning them like Dolly the sheep.
I'm Sean the sheep. It's Sean the sheep.
The way new lambs, they like they're...
Are you okay?
I don't even know where this conversation's going.
Do you know what? We'll take it out because I'm trying to like beat around the bush. Their balls are like clamped and then they just fall off.
No, that's enough.
And they're
enough.
In the field.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's move on.
Right, okay. So do you know whenever you're in the shopping centre and you're doing your shopping and you're using a trolley and the trolley has little hooks on the back?
Yeah.
Do you know, like, so you'd be, like, pushing out your hands around the bars and just below the bars there's wee hooks.
For your handbag, though, isn't it?
Apparently, it's actually for this stuff that's, like, damageable, like bread. So, like, you would bag your bread and you would hang it on that so you don't put it in the main part of the trolley where, like, stuff could end up on top of it. Like, bread and eggs and stuff. Like, breakables. That's what those hooks are apparently for. Also, the other one that I learned last week was that the pound coins that you put in a trolley are so that you return it.
Yeah.
You're not paying a pound to hire the trolley.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting the pound in so that you then take it back and get your pound back. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So that you're more inclined because you want your pound back.
I've always seen people like put like little bottle caps and stuff in it. And I'm like, why? Yeah. What's the point? You're going to be getting the pound back
anyway.
They
just don't have a pound, maybe.
Well, see, this used to annoy me about Asda in Bangor and they... make you pay a pound to go, and 9 times out of 10 I don't have cash. Like nobody really carries cash anymore. Now Ashley does keep money in her car and it's a good idea, so always keeps like a pound coin or something just in case. But like whenever you park in those car parks and stuff, you can use the app now, or even on the street in Belfast, and then you go to Asda and it's like you have to pay a pound, and it annoys the hell out of me because I don't have one, and I'm like, I'm getting in here to spend like minimum 50 quid on my shopping and they're going to hassle me over a pound. Happening.
That's so why years ago everybody had those little key rings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that were like solid metal and they were the same weight and size as a pound?
It annoyed me so much. One day I left and went to Tesco. Literally.
Really?
Like I was just like, I don't have a pound and I'm not going in there to spend money if they're going to give me grief over a pound. So
here.
Nobody was there giving me grief either. It was just...
27-year-old and I've just recently got a Tesco's club card
And it's the best thing ever, so have I.
Your life is about to change.
Game changer. We went and did a shop last night, and Tesco's now have like club card prices.
Yeah.
Everything's cheaper. I'm like, I'll have that.
Just buying stuff because it's cheaper. Too.
So my favorite thing to do now is go and buy like the stuff that's on the offers, because then whenever you go to the till and you type your club card, it deducts like 10 to 15 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
it's
know
crazy.
What? It never deducts as much as I think it's going to deduct. So sometimes I think it doesn't work. But also, apparently they only brought that in recently. The real reduced prices is new, which makes sense because I feel like I didn't notice them before.
No, it's a relatively new thing, but you notice it more if you buy only stuff that are on the club card prices, and you'll generally find one of each thing in each section is.
Yeah.
So if you just buy all yellow, it's like your mum, yellow labels. You know?
I love it. And sometimes the reduction's crazy. Like, I remember the reason we got the club card was when we first moved into our apartment, we were like in the camping section because we wanted to buy like a blow up bed in case friends ever came to stay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the blow up bed was something like £45 or £50, but the club card price was £22.
Yeah,
it was
see?
Like a half price. Yeah. So it was like, oh my gosh, I need to set up a club card. But it was really complicated. It wouldn't let me order one. And then somebody was like, you know, you can just get the app.
Yeah.
So got the app, but didn't get the bed because when I got back after getting the app, it was gone.
Our club card's registered to Ashley. Uh-huh. So she has like the main card and stuff, but she gave me one of the wee fobs you put in your keys and it's wrecked now. I never used it. It was just always on my keys. But you can type in the wee like, it's like a 20-digit number at the bottom. I know it off the top of my head now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, for someone who never used the club card, now I can just go in and bang that number in. It's like 20 digits.
Yeah.
But I don't actually have a card. I just have the app.
That's all you need, to be fair.
But like, we did the weekly shop on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And the Wi-Fi in Tesco's was really playing up and it wouldn't load for her to scan it. And I was like, I'm not going to get all my reductions.
You're going to have to pay full price. No.
And I was gutted. But then Scott was like, just go out of it and go back in. And then it worked.
Yeah, I have found something here that I think is hilarious. And I've screenshotted it. And
let's
we'll
hear it.
Put it up on the What's Happening podcast Instagram story so people can see. Did you know how babies get x-rays?
Oh, they put them in like a wee tube. Yeah, that's weird.
I've seen that before.
That is so,
so
weird. I was today years old when I found out that the first episode of a show is called a pilot because it's the first time they're on air.
Yeah,
didn't know that. Really? Actually, it's something I always wondered why it was called a pilot. I thought it was because it was the first one. I mean, if you like look at a plane, a pilot's the first person.
Yeah.
Like on the plane.
Yeah.
I always thought that's what it was about.
There's one here. I was today years old when I learned an iPhone user can text another iPhone user the words pew pew and it will send lasers.
Shut up. How do you spell pew pew?
P-E-W.
Send me pew pew now.
Pew, hang on.
I'm sending it to Scott. Pew pew.
Is there a space between the two pews?
Yeah.
It didn't work. I've just sent him pew pew.
Right, Connor, I've texted you pew pew.
Mitt!
What?
That is incredible.
Oh, text message. Sorry.
My phone's vibrating too.
Is it?
Let me do it back to you.
No, wait.
We're just going to be doing this
WhatsApp
constantly.
WhatsApp didn't work.
Mitt!
Right, you ready?
It's like a rave.
Oh, incredible. That is amazing.
Whoa!
That's insane.
It's good, isn't it?
Wow.
Pew pew. That was fun.
I hope everybody listening who has
who
an iPhone
this?
Is doing that right now. Like, I really, really hope so.
What else can you do?
I don't know.
There's bound to be like a...
I've just requested a voucher on my Tesco club card. Do you ever do that?
No.
Apparently, I've worked up £3.50 worth of
vouchers.
Oh, you
can get vouchers. The vouchers. They send out the vouchers to your house and then like...
Well, they're not going to send them to my house. They don't have my address. Also, look, do you know you have rewards at Pizza Express? I can spend £1.50.
I love Pizza Express.
Mm.
It was today years old when I found out California has a bigger population than Canada. Wow.
Really?
Oh, I didn't
apparently
know
so,
that.
Yeah. I'm sorry for sniffing, sorry. That was horrible. The hay fever.
It's okay, just delete it.
I will. What was the other one? I had one last night, which was... So, do you remember I introduced you to oat milk, Connor?
Yeah.
Right, so do you know what oat milk is?
It's... oats in water and
So they leave oats to soak in water and then drain the water.
Yeah.
And that's oat milk.
I have not drank oat milk since you told me that, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I still drink it, but like, that's...
Yeah.
Like, you make it yourself at home.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Have you ever had overnight oats?
Love overnight oats.
I've never been able to make them properly.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not much to do.
I know, but like, it's always been really clunky.
Sorry. Titanic Quarters Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Their overnight oats that they have when you walk in, go to the right, back fridge. They are the best. White chocolate and raspberry. Who makes those? How can I find who makes those? How can I find the recipe? Somebody tell me.
How much are they?
Never. They're like literally like £4.50.
No, I'm not spending that.
See, you can make your own.
They won't taste like that. This is like, this is a girl who cannot and will not ever eat a bowl of porridge. Never have eaten anyone else's overnight oats. These are like eating a dessert.
Why would you not eat a bowl of porridge?
Yeah.
Just not like it?
I don't like texture.
Oh, really?
I get that. Like, it is kind of the texture of vomit.
Yeah. I can't.
Well, no, it is.
I don't even eat yogurts. I don't like the texture of yogurt, so porridge is even worse. So the fact that I can eat those overnight oats tells you how incredible they are.
Mm. I was today years old when I learned that you can use mayonnaise to get rid of water stains on a wooden coffee table.
Well, I didn't know that.
Really?
Apparently so, yeah. What was the other one we were talking about on the weekend breakfast show? It wasn't mayonnaise. It was... It's a TikTok hack.
To get rid
of remember?
What?
Sunburn. Sour cream.
Sour cream.
Apparently, if you are sunburned, mm-hmm. you put sour cream on it. It takes the sunburn away very quickly.
Just aloe vera. Just don't.
A doctor did respond to it and say, don't put food on your sunburn. But, see, the thing is, like, these TikTok things, like, you don't know if it's somebody, like, giving you a real, this is going to help you, or if it's somebody just going to see if you're going to be stupid enough to put sour cream on your body. Like,
well, there is channels that, like, test the theories.
Yeah. Mythbusters, do you remember that TV show? It was very good.
Yeah.
The human body contains enough fat to make 7 bars of soap.
Wow.
I didn't even know there was in soap, so I just learned 2 things.
Yeah. Did you know
there's fat in soap?
To put on like a pound of fat, you have to eat over 3,500 calories over your daily intake.
Really?
Yeah. So like when you have like a bad day, if you eat like a pizza or a burger or
I heard this on TikTok where I hear everything and I totally don't believe it.
Don't get yourself down because like just get back on the kind of...
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Also, it's impossible to hum while holding your nose.
Apparently so.
It is. Try it. Try it.
No.
Yes. No.
With my hay fever, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to start squeezing my nose.
Did you know that the toy capsule is yellow in a Kinder egg to represent an egg yolk?
Oh, yes, I remember reading that. Yeah, that's why it's yellow.
Yeah.
Here's one here, okay, and this is one that I never would have put together, but I was 3 years old when I realised, you know when you're bowling and you get a lot of the pins down, but there's still 1 or 2? It's called a spare.
Yeah.
That's because you have a spare ball to knock down the next couple of pins.
Are you any good at bowling?
I love bowling. I don't think I'm good at it, but...
No, I'm not good at it.
I love going bowling. Liv will never go with me.
Do you want to go bowling?
Mate, I'd love to.
Can we go bowling?
Bowling and
Let's go bowling.
Let's go bowling.
No. I'm not.
You're not invited?
No, me and him's going to go.
Why did you not invite me?
Because you don't like bowling.
We didn't think you'd like it anyway.
I'm not never sticking my fingers in those wee holes again.
Ah, that's a good
pandemic.
Point.
Like, I'd be wearing gloves. Can
yeah, bring rubber gloves.
A
just
man
bring.
Goes to the loo, doesn't wash his hands, comes around, sticks his big fingers in those little holes.
Glad you said fingers there.
I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
A pair of marigolds, mate. Yeah. Honestly.
If I ever go bowling again, I'm not joking, I'm wearing marigolds. I am never... I can't believe bowling alleys reopened. I can't.
Well, I'm sure there's like enhanced cleaning. And I imagine people probably do wear like rubber gloves.
Yeah.
Right.
Like not rubber gloves, but you know the wee like see-through plastic ones?
Yeah.
The kind of ones your doctor would put on when he wants to inspect parts of you.
Oh, yeah. You wear Vans quite a lot, don't you?
No, love
you
a pair of Vans.
Yeah, you, Converse you wear.
Fans or Converse.
Did Fans you know? Always land right up.
Yes, yes. What?
Yeah. I've tested that
is
with my Vans. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, they will land on their on the sole.
Why is it? Because the sole is obviously...
I think it's
because
it's so heavy. Yeah. It's like a bit of toast always landing butter side down.
I've got a really good one.
Yeah.
Curtis, you'll love this.
Will I?
beer was legally classified as a soft drink in Russia until 2011.
Get me to Russia.
Not anymore, Curtis, until 2011.
Oh, right, okay, sorry, yeah.
Yeah. The most stolen food in the world is cheese.
I get that.
Because Curtis steals it all?
No, I've never stolen a piece of cheese in my life. I don't know what. I don't know where that.
Why? That accusation came from. Who's running around stealing cheese?
Some cheese can get quite expensive.
What? It is the most expensive thing in your shopping cart.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever buy like a block of cheese? Like it's quite like. Yeah, it's expensive. Like a full block of cheese.
I get like a cube of Dromore for like a quid.
You're not buying the good
stuff,
mate.
You're not getting cheese for a pound.
Cheese is the most expensive thing in your shopping cart.
I remember when I was a student, I couldn't afford cheese.
Like, cheese is expensive.
What cheese were you eating? Just get cheddar?
It's always like £3.50 and you want it to be a pound like everything else. Like, everything else I bought was a pound.
Right. Siri, what...
Where are you buying cheese for a pound?
What cheddar are you buying that's £3.50?
Are
the good
buying
stuff, Connor.
Cheese
right?
For
the
a
good
pound.
Stuff.
Get a cube of Dromore from Tesco, Sainsbury's for a quid.
Send me a picture next time.
I will. I'll bring you a cube of Dromore next Tuesday.
It's not £1. Even like a bag of grated cheese is like £2.75.
It's not.
It's not.
Melissa,
in Lidl, cheese is like £3.
I went to Tesco's last night. I got a cube of Dromore for a quid.
How small is this cube?
It's about that size.
You're buying the sample sizes.
I'm bringing you a cube of Dromore in next week, and I'll bring the receipt.
There's no way.
It's a quid. £3.50 for cheddar.
It is.
You mad?
Welcome to Cheese Wars.
I swear. Do you know this? Do you know why flamingos are pink?
Make them look cool?
I think I've heard about this before.
They're not born pink.
Right. Why the pink?
Because of the amount of shrimp they consume.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Me either.
That's cool.
I'm going to keep eating shrimp and see if my hair dyes pink.
If you imagine a fire, right? Imagine you're out on a sunny day and there's a fire happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the sun's shining on the fire.
Uh-huh.
That'll create no shadow. Flames don't have shadows.
Wow.
That's mind blown.
Yeah.
Flames not have shadows?
I don't know. They just don't.
I don't believe that.
Apparently they don't. Flames don't have shadows.
Right.
The division symbol. So if you want to divide something.
Yeah.
So you imagine it's the line and the two dots, one above, one below.
Uh-huh.
Those dots just represent the numbers that should be there for the equation.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why didn't we learn that in school?
I don't think it's something you need to know, but... anyway, is that...
Yeah, I think that's us.
Have we gone through enough, Mike? Like, I'm starting to not be able to comprehend a lot of stuff. So I am.
Let me tell you a couple more things.
Go.
Okay. 2 seconds.
Do you want to hear something sad? Apparently SpongeBob SquarePants' dad is brown because he's an old sponge. He's been used, like, quite a lot and he's just brown now. Do you know, like, whenever your kitchen sponge, whenever you're doing your dishes, just has had enough?
Yeah.
And it's just, like, not a good sponge.
Okay, so my boyfriend told me this. And I suppose it's in relation to SpongeBob in a way. More people have been to the moon than the deepest part of the ocean. Apparently, the ocean is so unknown and so scary that people don't even want to investigate it.
We've only discovered like 20% of like the creatures in the ocean
apparently it's mermaids could very definitely be real.
Like, I can guarantee you now, right? See, if you were to go to the very, very deepest part of the ocean where it's like really dark and everything like that, there is going to be something down there that is genuinely bigger than anything we have ever seen.
Yeah.
That's going to eat you.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like, it's going to, like, you could be down there in a massive submarine and there's still going to be something bigger than that's going to eat you. I'm so scared of the ocean.
Yeah, it's something like a quarter of the way down is where sunlight stops and it's just darkness the rest.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps.
Like,
I don't like it.
I seen a TikTok the other day and I didn't... Like, see the way there's like part one and you have to click in and scroll down and find the other parts? I went down that rabbit hole. And there was a guy talking about that he had found something on Google Earth in some part of the ocean that there was pyramids underneath it.
Oh no.
So there was like people had been alive before the ocean or something had been there.
Wow.
And it's like, yeah.
Like, I wish somebody was brave enough to investigate it, but it wouldn't
be. I'm sure there are people. I think getting there is a problem as well, because there's only so far a submarine will go.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can pressurize it that much that it will go to the...
Something like if you take a tin of Coke or something down, it like...
Yeah, it like
crushes itself. Yeah,
yeah, because of the pressure. The other thing is, like, see, even if you sent an unmanned submarine down, if you were controlling that from like dry land, I still think it'd be so scary. Because you're going to see stuff you don't want to see down there, like.
Yeah. It would just crush itself like the tin, surely.
Yeah. But I'm sure like somebody will someday be able to develop something that'll be able to like withstand.
I know, like if we can put people on the moon.
Well, it's a weird thing to say that you'd rather go to the moon than the deepest part of the deepest ocean, but I would.
I'd rather go to neither.
Yeah.
If I had to choose, it would be the moon.
Like see the way like Elon Musk and stuff is sending people to Mars over like the next couple of years. See in like 30 years' time if it was habitable, would you go?
No.
It still doesn't look too appealing. You know what I mean?
Like, so content with where I am right now. Yeah. I have no desire to go and explore a new
planet.
Everything. Everything. There's not gonna be any girls to do my nails. There's not gonna be anybody to do my hair. All the little things that make me. I only said that because I'm gonna get my nails done today after this.
Yeah.
But you know, like. There's not going to be life's luxuries. I really enjoy the simple little life that we have here on planet Earth. I don't need to be a multimillionaire. Mm. I live with my boyfriend. We have McDonald's sometimes. We have Domino's pizza. Simple little things that bring me so much joy.
Yeah. That you just don't get on the moon?
Like, I'm not interested in the moon or Mars.
Imagine the delivery charge to the moon.
I know. What if Scott wanted to go to Mars?
See ya. Like, I'm sorry. You're picking Mars over me. You're lost.
I think that's a good place to wrap up this week, is it?
Yeah.
With the possibility of going to Mars. Anyway, thank you for your input. That was good this week. I actually genuinely did learn a few things. If there's any we've missed out, if there's any big ones that you know of that just blew your mind that we haven't mentioned, head over to the Instagram page. It's at What's Happening Podcast. You can send us a message on there. That is also where you can be Listener of the Week. Melissa, how can somebody be Listener of the Week?
Do you know what? You need to put in an application like Sandy.
100%.
You also need to compliment my looks and the fact that I've been working out.
Yeah, you need to compliment.
Nobody referenced I've been working out, it's just me.
At least one of us, you know?
You got to stroke some egos.
That's the new standard. It's not just compliment the podcast and the content. No, I'm only joking. Honestly, if you just give us a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts, we would be delighted.
And lads, we are 6 followers away from 600.
Let's do it before the end of the series.
Go, go, go.
Next week is the last the last episode of the series. So let's get up to 600 followers before
that.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We've been growing slowly but surely.
Yeah. We have. We've a growing fan base. Do you know what? We're actually genuinely noticing that from people getting in touch with the question boxes we're putting in Instagram. So we're going to come up with another episode for next week. We will stick one of those question boxes up there. We would love it if you could get in there and give us some stuff to talk about. Not only that, but you can slide into those DMs like Matt Hancock sliding behind a door.
Yo!
Right, guys,
don't
catch
up. Don't slide into our DMs like that. We're not interested.
Have a great weekend and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the What's Happening podcast with Barista Bar, coffee as it should be.
Available in over 395 Spar, Eurospar, Vivo and Vivo Extra stores across Northern Ireland.